Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings and it is Monday, the 18th of July. And for the day, we closed up a massive 81.5 points to 6,687.1, or 1.23% better today. A killer combo, a 1-2 of banks and resources doing well today. We opened at 66.13.5. We had a high of 66.87.1, which was where we closed, and a low of 66.12.8. In actual fact, coming into the close at 4 o'clock, we were up running around 55 points. So we did put on a 25-26-point rally in the match out at 4.10. So a pretty good performance all round from our market. It was a tale of two cities, but it was the best of times and the best of times, with the big bank basket up to $166.24, which was up 1.8%, and that was with only three cylinders firing. We didn't have ANZ today. They were in a trading halt as they bed down their $3.5 billion entitlement issue in order to buy Suncorp's banking unit. Suncorp itself was up 6.1% on the back of that news. So some good news there. And the other three banks doing well: National Bank up 1.9%, Westpac up 1.3%, and CBA up just over 1%. So all was well in the bank sector today. ANZ yet to come back, of course. Macquarie also taking heart from those US banks and that result from Citi, which saw a 13% rise in the stock price on Friday. Macquarie up 3.2%. Elsewhere, an insurer is not really that much shaking. IAG was up 1.4%, QBE up 0.9%, and Medibank Private really is the most boring stock in the market, down 1.2%. I don't think that stock has really moved from $3.30 for the last 5 years, to be honest. As far as other stocks go, we saw the healthcare sector a little bit weaker today. CSL down 0.9%. Cochlear falling on deaf ears, down 1.4%. And Fisher & Paykel down 1.9%. Sonic up 0.7%. And Ramsey up 0.4% as well there. Industrials a little bit stuck, although we did see some REIT petites doing quite well today. Goodman Group up 0.7%, Centre Group up 1.5%, and Vicinity up 2.9%. West Farmers had a good day out, are up 0.5%, but Coles down 0.7%, Endeavour down 1.5%, and Woolies down 0.24%, with Telstra up only 0.25%. And old school platform stocks doing well: REA Group up 1.7%, Seek up 1.9%, and Car Sales up 2.7%. But all the action was in the resource sector today. We had BHP up 2.4%. That was 13 index points alone. Rio up 2.1%. Three little ducks there, 2.22 points for Rio index-wise. And Fortescue up 3.4%, 5.2 index points. But South32 doing well, up 2.1%. We also saw the lithium space doing quite well. Alchem up 3.8%, IGO up 4.4%, Mineral Resources up 4%, Pilbara up 2.5%, and Oz Minerals up nearly 5% today. So good news all round. Even Iluka managed a 4.4% rise. Not anything great shakes-wise in the gold sector. We had Newcrest unchanged pretty much, Northern Star unchanged, and Evolution unchanged. So nothing shaking but the trees there. Oil and gas, though, a slightly more positive story. We saw Woodside up 2.2, Santos up 2.4, and the coal stocks still doing well. Whitehaven up 5.2, and Yancoal up 1.9, with No Hope up 2.9% there. So good news across the board for the market. In terms of tech sector, WiseTech rallied another 7.2% today, Xero up 1.96, and CPU, Computer Share, up 1.7%, with the All Tech Index doing well today. That was up around 2.5% for the All Tech Index. In corporate news today, it was dominated by the ANZ news. The MYOB takeover, which was touted last week, not a possibility anymore. Very much against that, and have bought Suncorp's banking unit instead for nearly $5 billion. In other corporate news today, we had some business update from Nuix, which continues to push ever lower, down 13% on that update. You would imagine that at some stage, private equity or Macquarie should buy that one back, privatise it and sort it out and get put everybody out of their misery. Tyro having a good day today. They had their number 122nd COVID-19 update. Just shows how long we have been going through, living with and struggling with COVID. 122 weeks now since they issued their first update on COVID. They rose 7.7% today, and Praemium also had a good day, up 10.6% on their business update. Nothing on the economic front, but Asian markets firm. Japan closed for Marine Day, but both Hong Kong and China doing well today, with Hong Kong up around 2.3% and China up 1.1%. 10-year yields 3.42%. In the winners for grinners today, let's run through them. Top of the pops was BrainChip, doing very well today. BRN, the stock code, up 13.87% on 9.9 million shares. Pendle Group as well doing well, up 9.3%. PDL, the stock code there. Liontown doing well. LTR, the stock code, up 8.4% with 360. Life 360 up 8.2%. Seven West Media also doing well, up 7.5%. Novonix up 7.4%. NVX, Sayona, SYA, 7.4% better. WiseTech, WTC, 7.2% better. And Australian Clinical Labs was up 6.7% today. In the naughty corner, on the naughty step today, not on any great volume, none of these really. Latitude Group was down 6.25% today. Nothing very exciting there. Only $28,000 worth of Latitude traded today. Regal Partners, which is the result of VGI and Regal merging, was down 6.1% on 18,000 shares. Select Harvest fell 4.4% on 255,000 shares. Red 5, definitely in the red today, down 4.2%. Propel Funerals, PFP, down 4.2% on 65,000 shares. Appen, down 3.2%. APX on 1 million shares. And the A2 Milk Company, down 2.4% on 2 million shares. So there was that. Positive sectors today included, well, the banks, the miners, oil and gas, coal, lithium, technology. And in terms of negative sectors today, we had healthcare and staples just a little bit weaker. The Alltech index up 2.5%. Gold lower at 25.23, mainly as a function of the Aussie dollar, which was back up to 68.05. Bitcoin, $21,429 per fund token. The Aussie dollar better at 68.05. 10-year yields flat around 3.42. Japan closed for that Marine Day. China up 1.1, Hong Kong up 2.3. NASDAQ at the moment up 86 points, and Dow futures up 120. European markets also opening around 0.6-0.7% better. In the major movers and shakers today, we had TER doing well. Thermal coal prices certainly helping out with that one. Jumbo also doing well today. They took a trunk call and looking better there. They were up 5.8%. today, back up to 1302, JIN, the stock code there. Core Lithium also doing well today, up 6.2%, bouncing back. And Rhythm and Blues Biosciences was up 13.9% on 291,000 shares. RHY, that stock there. There were certainly some recent trial results which were pretty positive. Stock Andrew Weiland and I looked at last Wednesday. PPS Praemium had a good day today. They were up 10.6% on a quarterly update. And EOS, Electro-Optic Systems, also had a good day today. Looks like a bit of a short squeeze in that one, up 9.8% in space so no one can hear you scream. And ASN, which is Anson Resources, had a 4.5% rise today after announcing additional high lithium results in drilling at Paradox. And CCR, Credit Corp, Credit Clear rather, was down 9.2%. PTX, which has been doing quite well recently, Prescient, had some good results last week, down 8.1%. RPL, which is that Regal Partners, down 6.1%. And PPH, off its lows, but at one stage it did look a bit nasty. They closed down 0.9% on a wing and a prayer, that one. Speculative stock of the day today was Load Resources, LDR, all the way with LDR, up 33.3%. They had the most significant drill intercepts to date at Webb's Consol. Modest volume, though, only 8.5 million shares. The whole WCS-023 of the Castlereagh project has intersected 50 metres, grading 284 grams a tonne silver equivalent from 17 metres down. In the news today, well, of course, it was all about ANZ, and it will acquire Suncorp, the bank at least, from the group for $4.9 billion. It's expected to be completed in the back half of 2023, subject to pretty much lots of conditions, including the Federal Treasurer saying yes, ACCC approval, and the bank will keep the Suncorp brand and name, and this is, according to Shane Elliott, a 50-year deal as opposed to a quarter deal, and it provided a Q3 trading update. Net interest margin rose 3 basis points to 1.63, up from 1.58 this time last year, and expects further rate rises will be supportive for margins in Q4. It also did talk about the quality of the lending book that Suncorp has in terms of its borrowers, so that is also a positive there. Be interesting to see what ANZ returns at, but it is doing a an entitlement issue for that one. Linus Rare Earths reported $3.5 billion entitlement issue, by the way. Linus Rare Earths reported $294.5 million in Q4 sales revenue, second best quarter in the company's history, but it was down from Q3, where we had $327.7 million. Water has been a bit of an issue for Linus in Malaysia, getting the water, but they look as if they've solved that. And CEO Amanda Lacaze says she is confident basis for funding continued growth as demand grows. New Zealand's annualised inflation rate reached 7.3% for the June quarter, ahead of expectations. And Nuix NXL has warned they expect FY EBITDA to drop more than 50% to sit in the range of 10 to 12 million compared to 30.5 last year due to legal costs and a drop in sales. And Premium PPS reported Q4 funds under administration, FUA, of $40.48 billion. That was down from $42.12 billion a quarter ago, but quarterly net inflows of $306 million, which was offset by $1.5 billion in negative market moves. That's the joy of funds managers or platforms. When the market goes up, their revenue increases naturally as their funds under management increase, but when it goes down, it has the opposite effect. Woolies has snapped up retail digital media company Shopper Media Group for $150 million in cash. They operate a network of more than 2,000 screens in more than 400 shopping centres. And Whitehaven says it's basically making an absolute mozza at the moment. Expects full-year EBITDA of $3 billion versus $200 million in 2021. Finished the financial year with no debt and net cash of $1 billion. Q Dr. Evil. New Zealand's annual inflation reached 7.3% of the June quarter in economic news today. It's the highest in 32 years. And Westpac's chief economist, Bill Evans, estimated the Reserve Bank of Australia's balance sheet has suffered $37 billion in losses from its bond purchasing program. And it's pledged to have a review of its pandemic responses. And ANZ CEO Shane Elliott acknowledges the difficult economic times facing the bank's customers in Australia, but says on a conference call, households continue to be very well placed. And the World Bank says food prices are forecast to rise 20% this year. Over in Asia, Shanghai COVID cases above 500, and CATL, big Chinese battery manufacturer, looking to build a factory in Mexico. And in Europe, big night or big day ahead for the London Stock Exchange, where Haleon lists it has an enterprise value of around £45 billion. This is the business that GlaxoSmithKline has hived off, demerged as part of their strategy. So we'll see how that one goes. European market set for a slightly positive opening. Heat waves and forest fires hitting Europe. President Biden has returned from his tour of the Middle East. Not much to show for that except a fist pump, and not much on energy from MBS, or the ruler of Saudi Arabia. And Nord Stream gas pipeline is set to reopen on Thursday, in theory. That's the theory, anyway. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening.